Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on the 9th of July. Let's do the bets first before I get into how inherently fucking stupid people are. We've broken some records. We have. You need to listen on because we have broken some records already. This football season hasn't started and we've set new benchmarks. Right, got two trades. There's no football today. Apologies, that Super Etten game. I did everything and I just didn't look at the date and time and kickoff. It actually is playing tomorrow. It will be a bet, so I will mention it again in tomorrow's podcast. My mind wasn't where it should have been yesterday morning, so apologies for that. It wasn't done on purpose. Right, 6.50 Utoxeter today. Trade Marla's Star. Made a decent debut. New stable made a decent debut last time out, and I think this is should trade this. It's on a good mark. Obviously, you need them to run for you, but it's not an overly difficult race, this one. So I'm hoping that this gets out and makes a decent run over this. So if it builds on that last race, then we should see hopefully a successful trade. That's 6.50 Utoxeter, 6.30 at Roscommon. This one's been back this morning from when I looked again, but one in, all in. I'm expecting a decent race from this. One in, all in the 6.30 at Roscommon. So both of those 30% trades. The win bet, need to get a couple of these over the line. They're not my favourite jockey. I think he's a bit cocky, some of his race riding. But Clon Cooley in the 3.15 in Pontefract is just failed last time. Should be right there or thereabouts. So Clon Cooley, ridden by Spencer in the 3.15. And the each way is back at Roscommon in the 7.30, Soldier at War. Expecting, again, a decent run from that. Obviously, I put these up for, I expect decent runs, so that is Soldier at War. We've made, me and my racing team, if you like, a couple more tweaks to RTS Racing, and I've uploaded the results file of the macros for people, so you can download and have a look at that and email me any queries. And there is no football. We will be back on the football tomorrow, as I say, with that Super Etten game and anything else that pops up. See, I do have an inherent belief, and people hate to be called it. You know, I think it's worse than sort of swearing at them, that people are just fucking stupid. You know, when you sort of, I know when people talk about Brexit and that and say people didn't know what they're voting for because they're stupid. Well, they fucking are, a lot of them. We have to own up to it. Nobody wants to be called it, and it's a bit like I said, when men, like, everybody thinks they're good at driving, shagging and poker. Everybody thinks they're not stupid, but they are. I mean, that I'll get to that Love Island video, which shows the fucking extent of stupidity. But I think there's a massive dumbing down in society in general. I think we're fucking learning to accept it. And I have broken new rules. Gurdeep, if he's listening, will understand this. Because Gurdeep, I turned up at Stratford Station about 3 years ago and threw his ultimate money back at him before the season started. Had a right go at him. Which was almost embarrassing, completely lost the plot, and told him he's not fucking using my services or anything to do with me, and he duly didn't. I cut him off. Last season, about 3 weeks into the season, I did similar and gave somebody their money back because they were annoying me. Well, we haven't even got to the season, and I have kicked two people out of Ultimate and two people out of the trading group. I mean, it's almost beyond fucking stupidity the way people are. The two people out the trading group were sharing information, which, what's the fucking point? I covered that in the room. All you do is fuck it up for yourselves and anyone else. So fuck off, you ain't involved anymore. They've gone, paid 500 quid to come to a seminar. Now it's no fucking good to them whatsoever because they thought they were being fucking clever, being Johnny Big Bollocks to their mates. And the two people in Ultimate, just fucking idiots, absolute bellends, and one of them, a guy called James. James, if I did see, I honestly see this, I'm not a fucking violent person, but James would get a whack. James sent me an email yesterday. I haven't even replied to it. I've sent his money back. This is the first he'll know of it if he's listening to this. I just sent his money back last night because he pissed me off. Another one, James, sent me an email having a go about the podcast and why do I have to talk about family issues and my dog, my wife, this, that and the other. Again, I've had this before with that fucking bloke in Ireland. Just, it's the bet slip. Just be professional. Be the bet. You're not fucking paying for it, James. It's fucking free, mate. I talk for what I want to fucking talk about. And you think you can fucking email me and say shit like that. You can fuck right off. Because you are done. You are fucking done, you fucking imbecile. The reason I tell people, James, about my family isn't for sympathy, isn't it's actually fucking courtesy so that people know if I'm not about, that's why I do it. So if my dog is taking my time, it's more important, James, than giving you a fucking each way free tip each day, you little fucking parasite. You fucking bellend. It is quite simply, that is all I do it for, is to get the courtesy so that people know. No one wants to listen to you, James, sitting at home masturbating to pictures of yourself in your fucking little room. But there's people here who do want to get forward and do things. So I tell them I might not be available because my dog has been ill and we've had her looked at today. Don't know what's going to happen, but I'm hopeful that she's going to be okay. And I appreciate the people who've emailed in. My son coincidentally got his results yesterday, did have a nervous breakdown, is currently in therapy. It means it takes my time, James. It means that speaking to you on this podcast for your little fucking £2 each way isn't my priority, and I let people know that. And for everybody who emailed in about my son, he got 73.9%, 72.9% in his GDL law exams. He needed to get 40%. He'd convinced himself that he wasn't going to get 40% and he got a distinction. I cannot thank all of you. I want to give a special mention to FTS member Brian Brewis, who is involved in that field and was a great help to me and Jack when the exams were going on. But everybody who wrote in for therapy and things like that, once again, I thank you. He is currently in some therapy. Time will tell whether it makes a difference. He seems in a better place, but at the minute he's not studying. But I'm over the moon with that. But I don't do it for the sympathy or the congratulations. I do it to let people know I'm not about, and this is why. It is, of course, as you get older, I've lost two people to cancer in the last 12 months. One guy I went to school with, 48 years of age, fit as a fiddle. And another guy, younger than that, who actually was a golf pro, went to Dubai as a golf pro, came home because he wasn't feeling ill. They told him, no, you're okay. Then they scanned him, said, you've got pancreatic cancer, don't worry, you'll be okay. And then they, when he went back 2 weeks later, they said, sorry, you've got 3 months to live, and he died. Unfortunately, cancer now affects one in two people, I think it is. And as you get older, you encounter more stories of it. People hanging around in the 20s, 30s, generally, they're not there. As you get older, you encounter it. So unfortunately, my wife has been ill. That's just one of those things. She's better now. She seems absolutely fine. Her ticker's playing her up a bit, but I don't think it's anything majorly serious. We'll find out. I've had my issues, but I'm fine. It's part of getting older, James, but I don't do it for that. I've not missed a day of FTS in 13 years. I've not had one day off completely in 13 years of running this website. I have always done something, whether it's posting, lay the drawers, emailing people, sending out databases. I've never, ever gone away anywhere and said, I'm not about at all tomorrow. I won't be doing anything. Part of this podcast, for me, it's a commitment now. For me, to people who do want to listen, people want to listen for different reasons. There'll be people who want to listen for the tips, there'll be people who want to listen to my rambling and hope I lose my shit, there'll be people who want to fucking, oh, he's at it again just for the sake of it because they're some sort of sickos. But I do it for me, and I've made a commitment, and I am going to do a full year 365 days podcast without having a day off. No matter what happens or where I go, unless I pop my clogs, I will do a podcast. I do them for me. So James, you can go and fuck off, son. You've got your money back, it's in your PayPal. Fuck you. You will never ever be doing anything with me again. Gurdip I let back because he came there. You, son, have got absolutely not a fucking prayer, not a chance. I couldn't care if you offered me £5 million, I would tell you to fuck off, you parasite. And the other guy just fucking moaning all the time. I binned him. I can't be doing that. If you're fucking moaning before it starts, Why isn't the members area open now? Why is it the 24th? Not long enough. If you're moaning now, what fucking chance have I got when the football starts? I don't do it for your subs money. People who think that can fuck off as well. I do it because I'm doing it. You pay for the work that goes into it and the time that goes into it. Ultimately, it's tools that can make you a fucking shed load of money. And there's people who have, Nick Lovelock, Gurdy, there's other people out there that have made shed loads of money because they do it properly. I have not got time, particularly as the football season dawns, for fucking idiots. So I got two people in the trading days gone, and I've sent back 600 odd quid for Ultimate, and I'm more than happy to send anyone else's back if they want to fucking piss me off. I haven't even got the Love Island now, stupid people, I see. I mean, what in holy bejesus shit did you send me, Nitish? And I don't care who you are, honestly, if that's what you're fucking watching and filling your time with, you need to go and see someone. It is fucking pathetic, people. It's not funny. I don't even find it funny. I just find it fucking ridiculous that people are watching shit like that to fill their time. It is no fucking wonder that the world is going to fucking shit. It's fucking mental. It is another fucking mental showing. Listening to people. Bronze. What is it with fake tan? What the fuck's all that about as well? Smothered in fucking brown shoe polish. Talking complete and utter shit. And doesn't even know where Barcelona, Rome, whatever. Is Italy the capital of Rome, wasn't it? What the Jesus Christ. Why? I don't know why we're in entertainment. And it was the same with Jeremy Kyle. Put the thick people or the poor people on telly and laugh at them became a thing. Because that's what it is. Let's sit there and make us feel better about ourselves. Because they're thick and stupid. And let's put that on and laugh at it. And people, execs in TV rooms are getting fucking rich doing it. These people becoming non-fucking celebrities for whatever reason when they're fucking mincers and you lot are sitting fucking watching it thinking it's good fun. Get a fucking life. Go and educate yourself with something. Learn to be better at something. If it's not punting, learn to be better at something. Gurdy, speak languages. Get fitter. Learn how to cook. Do something better with your life, please, than watching fucking unadulterated garbage like that. These people, I mean, we talk about thick. These people have got a vote. Those women on that fucking clip, and that's the first 30 seconds or whatever I've ever seen of Love Island, somebody is giving them a voting slip. We've lost fucking people in world wars. People have fought in wars for our freedom. Women died to get the vote. And we've got fucking people like that we're giving a piece of paper to and asking them to vote. They're fucking thick as mints. Thick as fucking mints. It's mental. It's absolutely fucking mental what's going on. I don't know how people can't see it. I just do not understand how people cannot see what is happening in the world and want to do something about it. It is fucking mad. Anyway, that's it. I've got nothing else. That probably won't be the last of that. But James, you can fucking do one, son. You are somebody I do want to give a fucking whack. The dog at the minute, as I say, we don't know whether it's the cancer back or an infection, but we've got some stuff. I'll keep a watching brief on that. But I'm about and at home now, and I will be doing more stuff ready for the football trading day, guys. You've seen messages I've sent. That setup's pretty much done now. It is just a matter of ticking the days off for football. Everything is set and ready to go there. And Ultimate will be ready now. Website-wise, I know, like Ronnie, waiting for articles and newsletters and things. I got a new guy doing the website. You may well be listening to this. Fantastic guy. It's going to take us a bit of time. We're in effect starting from scratch again. I've had loads of people do it over the years, Costas and people off Upwork and that. I've now got a guy who's FTS in-house, and he's doing it, but obviously I'm telling him what we want, but nothing's going to change dramatically as you'll use it, but we're just trying to get it more organised so that things are in where the place, articles of relevance are where they should be, videos of relevance are where they should be, members area functions as it should without any problems whatsoever. So we're on that process now. I don't know how long it will take. He's a fairly on the switched on guy, so I don't think it's going to be a major disruption, but that process is ongoing. I had a chat with him yesterday and I've got to get him a few bits for access to servers and things, but we're on that process, and it will be better. And then the email setup will improve. I'll only get to see important emails and not the garbage like James sent. Anyway, have a lovely day. It is, what is it? It's Tuesday, the 9th of July. Have a beauty, and I will wish you all well, other than James, and I will see you in, I'll speak to you tomorrow.